Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Well, the latest WASDE report shows U.S. ending stock estimates were slightly bearish for corn, but somewhat neutral for soybeans and wheat. I had the opportunity to speak with Rich Nelson at Allendale, who gave us the update.
You know, for the most part, the trade was noting even before the report came out, we had some moderate changes in the U.S. weather forecast. We also had an $8 break in crude oil prices, and a little concern about this inflation issue here lined up for tomorrow's release. That was a little concern here for us. Now, you know, the corn stocks were a little higher than the average trade estimate. Also, the wheat areas where things kind of came into play as well. USDA surprised us by raising this wheat production number a little higher than expected for both winter wheat and also the other spring. Both those numbers came in over estimates. And therefore, we saw new crop stocks increase from 627 to now 639 million bushels. So a lot of outside market issues in addition to a slightly bearish USDA report got us talking here today. As far as the report itself, USDA did find maybe a little bit lower old crop demand than the trade expected to see for corn. Old crop stocks raised to 1.510 billion bushels, just a little over what the trade expected to see. New crop, USDA did incorporate acreage from June, which was expected. And they left yields unchanged and with no changes, no offsets on the new crop demand side. Stocks were raised from 1.4 to now 1.470 billion bushels. So if we believe this yield number, then we're looking at a 570 corn price. If we think there's a little yield premium needed, then you can argue 625. As far as soybeans numbers today, old crop stocks are raised just minimally, 205 million bushels, now 215. The issue was with new crop. New crop was curtailed with those lower acres from June, and new crop stocks were lowered from 280 to 230 million bushels. So this does bring out the idea perhaps of a 1380 November soybean price overall.
So did we see any reductions in wheat for Ukraine?
You know, as far as the trade focus, we've talked about this before, this idea of a maybe making some minor changes. USDA did lower theirs by 2 million tons, now 19.5. Now, I will point out that their number, even before this, was within the recent range of estimates. So they went from the higher end of the private estimates. Now they're on the middle part of the trade estimates here.
Once again, that's Allendale's Rich Nelson. You've got farm news on Ron. If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.